Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited.
Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagayan, and I'll be your host for today's program, Embracing Change, Fostering Growth in the Healthcare Industry. On 6 May 2015, the Financial Times, in association with Deloitte, will bring you the FT U.S. Healthcare and Life Sciences Conference. This year's event will address how companies are embracing change and how they're fostering growth for the future. Here today to discuss the conference themes are Pete Mooney and Homi Kapadia. Pete is Deloitte's global industry leader for the life sciences and healthcare industry. Pete, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon.
And Homi is Vice Chairman and Life Sciences Sector Leader for Deloitte LLP in the United States. Homi, glad you could join us also.
Thank you, Holly. Really pleased to be here.
So let's get started. A political debate in the U.S. over drug pricing was recently unleashed related to new treatments for conditions like hepatitis C. This led to greater scrutiny of drug pricing in the U.S. from payers, politicians, and the public. With the use of such high-priced specialty drugs expected to rise and pressure to curtail costs increasing, drug companies are under pressure to show value for their products. So how can life sciences companies survive and hopefully thrive in this value-based world? Pete?
Holly, you know, I spend a lot of my time these days working with companies outside of the United States, and this, this perennial question has been out there for a long, long time in many parts of the developing world, you know, access versus pricing. And there's always going to be a healthy tension around that because on the one hand, you know, somebody's got to be willing to pay for research and development if we want to come up with new drugs. The side comment that everyone talks about is, well, if everything was generic, that would be great, but we wouldn't be investing in any sort of research and development. So drug companies need to kind of get some kind of a pricing advantage to be able to make those investments. But on the other hand, we are seeing a lot of movements around the world towards value-based kinds of approaches. And if you look at what's going on in the UK and Germany and Japan, other places where they're starting to think about value-based approaches, that just seems to make a lot of sense. Very, very difficult to implement because of the formulas and the way you have to think about what really is adding value. So the devil is always in the detail. But I think value-based pricing is something that's going to, becoming much more to the fore in the U.S., and I view that as catching up with the rest of the world, frankly.
Yeah, Pete, to me, this is a fascinating dilemma and one that's really worthy of a conversation around, what this means. We were talking at, one end of a fairly highly priced specialty product, but that has the opportunity to cure a disease versus more traditional medication that over a lifetime may end up actually costing more than the cost of this, 12-week or 15-week treatment. So it's really looking at the total efficacy of what it would cost to cure a specific disease versus what it would really take to sort of maintain over a lifetime the cost of that care.
I think that's right, Homi. It's a very complicated issue. And it's not just about price. It's about, the risk, and it's about investment. And it's about the ethical decisions that have to get made. So it wraps a whole lot of things into one, into one equation.
Yeah.
And that really flows into my next question here, which are market forces and prices the only effective way to drive innovation?
That's an interesting question, Holly. I think, there are probably some other ways that we could think about it that are being experimented with. One is, do you make right now the investment that companies make in R&D is buried in their pricing. So it's really hard to figure out, am I gouging somebody or am I really just trying to recoup the investment that I've made? And so I've heard a lot of discussion around the world about, let's make R&D cost explicit and figure out some formula where governments could pay for that or that could get factored in at kind of a global level, but put more transparency on what the investment in R&D for new products really is. So that's one way you could potentially deal with it, and it, you know, would provide a more transparency.
Yeah, I'd say the other piece to this is looking for market appropriate products, especially when in the medical technology space, where you know, good enough is good enough, and you don't necessarily, you know, need to have an expensive device where something that's, you know, reasonably good can address and provide the same procedure at a much lower cost. So I'd say that's something that, from a market segmentation standpoint, certainly outside the U.S., but even within the U.S., looking at different costs of care options that might be available, could be something that could be solved through innovative solutions.
So, gentlemen, thank you both. This is all the time we have for today. Pete, thanks for joining, and to you too, Homi.
Pleasure to be here this afternoon.
Thank you, Holly.
Visit www.deloitte.com/FTUSHC to learn more about the Financial Times Deloitte U.S. Healthcare and Life Sciences Conference, as well as additional insights from Deloitte into this industry. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee in its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.